You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Worldview.
And Adam Gilchrist is on holiday at the moment. Good morning, John Adley. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning, Ray. Yeah, you got me for the rest of the week while Adam puts his feet up and watches a few movies, I think, with his family.
Oh, that's charming. So you got the short straw again.
That's all right. It's great to be up first thing in the morning. I've got to get my wife up to get her out of the door and get to work shortly anyway, so it's fine.
Absolutely. Great. Good to have you on. Well, I'm looking at your menu here. Sanctions imposed on two men linked to North Korea's nuclear program.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're ending the year with, you know, increased tensions between, well, to be honest, most of the rest of the world and North Korea over their series of ballistic missile tests that they've been carrying out. The latest was at the end of November. On Friday, this may have passed us all by, as we were getting ready for Christmas, the United Nations at the end of the week imposed more sanctions on North Korea designed to hit their economy, including a ban on exports. And to follow that up, the United States has now imposed restrictions on two men who are said to be key leaders of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Kim Jong-sik is a veteran rocket scientist, and Ri Pyong-chol is a former Air Force general. When you see pictures of them with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, you know, they're very friendly towards him, whereas most people, are very standoffish and more respectful. They're a little bit more relaxed and informal with him, which I think shows how close they are to him.
Yeah.
So these two individuals are going to have sanctions slaps on them, freezing any American assets that the two may have. North Korea, by the way, called these new UN sanctions an act of war. So, you know, it's an uneasy end to an uneasy year with all eyes, I think, on North Korea and what it's going to get up to in 2018. There's no sign of these missile tests stopping there, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and of course, Donald Trump doesn't help either, some may say. Then, a British woman jailed in Egypt for drug smuggling. But was it drugs? I've been looking at Twitter and it looks like it's sort of over-the-counter medicine. What exactly was she found guilty of?
Yeah, this is one of those dreadful things where tablets that seem pretty innocent and perfectly legal in this country are not legal in another country. They're called tramadol. They're painkillers to ease back relief. And, OK, you can't quite get them over the counter here, but you can get them very easily prescription. And this 33-year-old Laura Plummer from Hull, took these painkillers over to Egypt for her Egyptian boyfriend to treat his back pain. He didn't even know that she was bringing them. A friend gave these tablets to Laura. She did it in all innocence. She made no attempt to hide the pills because she didn't think she was doing anything wrong, but she was taken aside at the airport and told that she'd broken the law. She's been waiting 2 months to find out what her fate is, and now she knows she is going to spend, as things stand at the moment, she's been sentenced to spend the next 3 years in prison for drug smuggling. Oh. Now, what a lot of people are saying is, come on, a bit of common sense and fair play here. Yes, Laura had been naive. Yes, she technically broke the law, but it's perfectly clear that she didn't know she was doing that. She's decent, honest, and hardworking and was just trying to be kind and do the decent thing. We must respect other countries' laws, but we must also recognise when an honest mistake was made. So we'll wait and see whether that gets any response from the authorities in Egypt.
Yeah, something has to be sorted out there, definitely. And then a British soldier becomes the youngest person to reach the South Pole on his own. It's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, fantastic, really. 27-year-old Lieutenant Scott Sears, the brother-in-law of tennis star Andy Murray, by the way. His sister married Andy a couple of years ago, Kim Sears, as she was then. That's by the by. So he's got plenty of claims to fame here. Of course, the most important one being that he has now become the youngest person to reach the South Pole on his own and unsupported. He's 3 years younger than the previous record holder, so it's quite an achievement. 6'5" soldier, made it across 700 miles of Antarctic plateau, pulling a sledge heavier than him with all his food, fuel and equipment on board. A real modern-day Scott of the Antarctic story here. Can you imagine it? What it was like at times in whiteouts. He couldn't see further than the tips of his skis. His mum wasn't very happy about it. Apparently, she's likely to be just as tired as him because she hasn't slept for 38 days with the worry of it all. But now she can sleep easy and indeed be very proud of her son, who's in the record books and also has raised £30,000 for the Gurkha Welfare Trust. He serves with a regiment that has proudly in its ranks soldiers from Nepal, Gurkha soldiers. Of course, they suffered a couple of years ago in the 2015 Nepal earthquake. So a lot of the money he's raised is going to go to rebuild schools in Nepal. So that's fantastic for him. Now all he needs is the right flight connections to work in his favour so that he can get back in London to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Oh, it sounds great. John Adley with the World View. We'll chat to you again tomorrow, John.
Thank you very much, Ray.